Good evening, everyone. As we say on this beautiful Easter night, the Lord is risen. He is truly risen. So a happy Easter night to everyone. And we as Christians and those who are preparing to be baptized in just a few moments as Christians celebrate that day when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rose victoriously from the dead, never to die again. And so I want to welcome everyone here to Our Lady of Wisdom, particularly the friends and family members of our catechumens and candidates. I also want to take this opportunity to wish our associate pastor, Father Patrick Broussard, a happy 30th birthday. So it's bad having your birthday on Holy Saturday, but he gets to drink in about a couple of hours and have some cake. So over the course of the past 2 days, we've been reflecting on a theme of our Lord's interior emotional experiences during the Paschal mystery. On Thursday, we looked at the pain he experienced at the betrayal and death of Judas. Yesterday, we looked at his experience of abandonment by his friends and by God. And today we're going to try to reflect upon what marked his experience, those first moments and hours after the resurrection. And during the other homilies, we talked a little bit about this image of Jesus that so many of us have. Very stoic, very godlike, and detached from events and people surrounding him. And we've seen by sort of meditating upon his interior emotional state that this image is simply not true. As fully man, as fully human, he would have experienced the full range of human emotions. And so I think, though, that this faulty image of Jesus particularly impacts our vision, our understanding of the risen Lord Jesus. And so in his risen body, he appears to so many of us as even more otherly worldly, more detached from fallen creation. The image of Jesus coming out of the tomb, and he's never smiling, and his hair looks perfect, and his hand is out like that, and he's holding a big staff. Jesus triumphant. But it seems so detached, almost stone-like. When he encounters Mary Magdalene in the garden, "Woman, do not touch me. I have not yet ascended to the Father." Or even in his dialogue with the apostles, we read it in almost an emotionless fashion. "Peace be with you. I am the Lord." Without that passion that would come from an experience of being raised from the dead. Raised from the dead. But once again, this cannot be correct. In his perfected humanity, perfected by the Spirit, he would have experienced in his body, in his person, what it means to be fully human in an even more intense way. So we've looked at Christ's pain and sorrow over the course of the past several days. But this Easter, we're going to focus on something more positive. So what is the emotion that we might be able to say that Christ experienced most profoundly on the morning of the resurrection? What emotion? I am going to propose that it is joy. Christ, on the resurrection, experienced the depth of his being, joy. So let's imagine the darkened tomb, and there is Christ's lifeless body. And then at the moment of the resurrection, the Spirit descends upon the body and reanimates it, perfects it. The light fills the whole entire tomb. And at that moment, the shroud passes through our Lord's body. And for the first time in 3 days, he sits up. And imagine in those moments before he opens his eyes, as he sort of lives in and experiences as a man what it's like to have a perfected, resurrected body. You can even imagine he might feel his arms, feel his legs, and even try to feel the wounds in his hands. That this is real. This is his body, never to die again. But imagine at that, as the Spirit continues to move, the joy that he would feel at the very core of his being. A blessed happiness that rose from his heart into every pore of his body and soul. And then the stone rolls away, and the light from the dawn breaks into the tomb, and our Lord opens his eyes. I believe that in those first moments, Jesus would have smiled. And as he got up and walked out of the tomb, probably even laughed, the joy flowing forth from the core of his being. How can we, who've never experienced the resurrection, even begin to imagine what that's like? And so as we've been doing, we've been trying to draw from our own experience of betrayal and abandonment. But today, our experience as humans, as Christians, of joy. So take a moment to think of the time in your life that you've been the most joyful. Not just like a fleeting happiness or a good mood that passes away, but something much deeper. Something much more enduring. Like a moment as an adult that recaptures the joy and the innocence of your youth. A profound spiritual experience or a special time spent with someone you love dearly. Experience in the deepest core of our being and every cell of our body even might become euphoric and last not just in that moment, but after it passes for hours or even days as you recollect and remember or even continue to experience that joy that flows out in the rest of your life. Now multiply that by a billion, and you can sort of understand what Christ experienced that Easter morning. The joy of the resurrection, the joy of the Holy Spirit flowing through his body. More than just a human joy, but that joy which is poured out as the gift from God. And even more, that Jesus desires to share this joy, to share that Spirit with each and every one of us. So he said at the Last Supper that he prayed that his joy may be in you and that your joy, my joy, our joy might be complete. So if we think about it, we might label this joy, this intense joy, as an ecstatic joy. Now, Jesus was ecstatic on this Easter morning. And it could describe the level of joy he felt, rapturous and intense, an ecstasy overflowing, consuming his whole entire being. And so you know that I like to look at words. If we look at the etymology of this word, ecstasy, it comes from two Greek words, ekstasis. Ekstasis means to go out of one's place. Or even to go out ex of oneself. Stasis, which means to be static. And so this is the ecstatic joy of the resurrection. The ecstatic joy of the Holy Spirit that led Christ out of the place of the tomb. Out of the tomb on that Easter morning. That's why the tomb was empty. He wasn't waiting there. It was ecstatic. He went out of himself, out of the place, out of the tomb. And it led him forth to share that joy, the joy of the resurrection with his friends, those whom he loved. And so again, we can think of those encounters we read about in Scripture that Christ had after the resurrection. Hi, peace be with you. I am Jesus. I am risen from the dead. No, it's that ecstatic joy, the smile, the laughter. Look! I'm alive. Do you believe? Touch my hands. It's a different inflection, a whole different way of perceiving our risen Lord. So think of our own experience of ecstatic joy. What do we want to do? We want to tell others. We want to share that joy with those we love. We want to shout it to the world. We might even want to share it on Facebook. We don't want to keep it to ourselves, particularly if that joy comes from an encounter with the risen Lord. And God willing, our candidates and catechumens will experience that. That ecstatic joy that is the engine that drives evangelization. It's a joy that is ecstatic, but ultimately is rooted in what? Rooted in love. Christ's love, experience of the Father's love in the Spirit. Because why? Love is about going out of oneself, of giving oneself to the other, of sharing oneself. And when we do, when we love others in that perfect and intense way, we love others as Christ loved us, we love others in the Spirit, we experience the most profound and lasting ecstatic joy. One last point to consider on this Easter night as we keep vigil. Jesus experienced the ecstatic joy of the resurrection and it led him out of the tomb and loved to share with his friends. But who was the first person that Jesus shared that joy of the resurrection with? Who was the person that he was the most excited about seeing, about walking through the door and surprising on that Easter morning, meeting and embracing in his glorified body? Tradition tells us, and I think logic tells us, that it was his mother Mary, the person that he loved the most. And so once again, our experience of love and ecstatic joy can help us better understand or grasp this mystery. Imagine that you've been away on a trip for a very long time. And the trip has been fantastic. You've had some tremendous experiences. And you're returning ecstatic, joyful with good news. Think of your travels back on the plane or the train as you think about in your mind the excitement that you feel preparing to meet that person you love the most and share this fantastic experience so that they can share in your joy, sharing it with the person that you love the most. Or even more, imagine that after you die and you enter into heaven and you get to meet the one you love the most, are the ones that you love the most and have gone before you, embracing them ecstatic with joy. This gives us a small glimpse of what that encounter on Easter Sunday must have been like between Jesus and his mother. A truly glorious mystery. And so the past several days I've given homework, and I'm going to give the same type of homework as we prepare to continue with our liturgy and celebrate Easter for the next several days. First point of homework is this: to pray, particularly at Mass today and for the rest of the week, so that we may have a share not only in Christ's resurrection, as we believe we do at baptism, but an experience of his ecstatic joy, so that he can pour out his Spirit even more upon us, so that we can experience the same joy he did. Number two, take some time during the course of these days to meditate upon that encounter with Jesus and his mother on Easter morning. Jesus, who had been away for 3 days in the tomb, and getting to see Mary, his mother, for that first time. And the joy that Jesus experienced, but also the joy that Mary did. And ask Our Lady to intercede for us so that we may truly experience the joy of Easter. And third and finally, be joyful yourself. Rejoice in the days of the resurrection. Rejoice in our salvation, because by being joyful and sharing it with others, that is going to be the most effective argument to help people come to believe that what we celebrate today is really true, that Jesus Christ, our Savior, is risen from the dead. Amen.